We're going to go back in the history machine, courtesy of our friends at Historic Rock Hill. Jennifer Sandler is the executive director, and she comes from the past to the present to let us know what's going on in the past. Welcome, Jennifer.
I'm like the time traveler's wife.
That's a good one. I'm going to introduce you as the time traveler's wife from now on.
Did you ever read that book?
No.
Did you ever read that book?
I didn't, but I've heard of the book.
It's really good.
But they turned into a movie.
It is a movie,
okay,
too.
I've seen the movie. I'm more of a movie first kind of guy, and then I'll read the book.
I understand that, too.
I saw the first Jurassic Park, I think, like 15 times, and someone said, oh, you should read the book. I said, it's based on a book.
You're like, there's a book?
So I've read the book like twice.
The book's really good, too.
My wife said, you know, you can read other books than Jurassic Park. I said, I know, but I just like it. Comfort. But yeah, so you go from the past to the present. Thank you, Jennifer, for bringing us up to speed about what's going on in our great city. Well, that's what Historic Rock Hill is all about. They're right. They're preserving the past as well as making sure, you know, we know about the stories from those who lived it. And I find that always be so exciting. You really work with folks who have deep roots in the city. And these are stories passed on from their family generations, and they can share it with future generations so that story can continue to live on.
Absolutely. So we're always excited to have people tell their stories at Historic Rock Hill. And we love to go to different places and learn about the stories there. So we're really excited about some events that we have coming up. For example, we've got our third installment of our summer speaker series. So Mac Bailey is going to talk about his experience working at the Celanese Cell River plant. And then we have in September the history of Rock Hill's Black churches. So I think that's going to be a really interesting event, too. So there's more information on our website about that.
Do those take place at the historic White Home, or do you try to travel?
So, yeah. So the summer speaker series events, the Mac Bailey event is going to be at the Velodrome, the room over the Velodrome office.
So you're kind of out there on the site.
Exactly. So we're going to be there, and then we're going to be able to take a little tour of the Legacy Plaza, which is right there. So again, you know, trying to get out and see different places. So if you haven't been there or even know what we're talking about, it should be a really interesting experience. He's also going to have some artifacts from the Culture and Heritage Museum, so they're going to be there they're going to have some artifacts. I don't know more than that, but there should be some interesting visuals attached to the presentation as well. And then the September 25th event on Rock Hill's Black Churches, that's going to be at New Mount Olivet. So we're going to be there. There's going to be a choir. It's just going to be a really interesting event. And then I'm really excited. Our tickets are on sale for our second annual Historic Home Tour event, and we've got some really cool homes. So I'm really excited about these. So we have the Bryant House, which is on Milton, and I don't know if you know that house. It's the mid-century modern house on Milton. It's super cool, and I just, the Spradleys live there now, and that is just, like, I am dying to get inside of that home, and I have been for years now, so I am really excited to see that one. The Women's Club on Aiken is
so beautiful.
It's so beautiful, and they are going to have volunteers inside to talk about the, you know, what they do, and they're going to talk about the home. It's the Malden home. And then we've got, so my good friend Caroline is on College Avenue, and she lives in the former Oakland Avenue Presbyterian manse. So it's, you know, it's a big, beautiful home, and, you know, used to belong to the church. Mm. So also she has incredible taste. So every time I go over there, I'm like, I wish I could make my house look like this. Like, she just has that touch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have it. She has it. We also have the Roddy Fennell Patrick home, which is now the new office of April Porter Law Firm. And so I don't know about y'all, but I'm so happy that she rescued that house.
Yes,
from,
and they've been working on rescuing the house for a long time. So you've sold me. I'm getting my ticket today.
Okay,
so,
please do.
And texting some friends. Like, we're on it.
And so, and then obviously the White Home is going to be a part of that. And then one of the fun bits is that Hoppin has agreed to, Hoppin is one of our 2025 Preservation Award winners. So obviously, you know, that space has had a remarkable transformation. So they're giving each tour member a $10 credit at Hoppin on that day. So you can go there after the tour and grab a beer, and we're going to have the VIP room open and some people in there talking about that renovation. So, or you can just go and chill with your friends and have a beer on Hoppin. So that's part of the ticket price.
Yeah.
So
Jennifer, for the homes that are on the home tour, this is the second time. Do you approach them? Do they approach you? How does that relationship work?
So we tend to approach them. You know, I always have my eye out. I'm like, I want in that one. You know, I'm nosy. So I'm like, I definitely want in that one. And so I kind of start cultivating that and, you know, use other avenues of relationships to see who might be amenable to this. So, but yeah, I'm very nosy and I'm just like, I see these homes, particularly that one on Milton Avenue, and I'm like, I have got to get inside the house.
Well, you're not so much nosy, you're curious.
And okay, that's a better word.
You see it through the lens of the historic lens.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, what are the bones of the house?
Right.
What was this house used for decades and decades
exactly.
and decades ago? What is the family history with it? So well, I think it's just curious
it's
by
like
nature.
It's kind of like going on these, like, to these estate sales that
exactly.
they have. You know, like, you're able, because some people are like, I mean, these people have died, and you're like,
Rummaging through their stuff.
Yeah. But I'm like, you know, that shows that you had a good life, and people, like, if people are lining up for your estate sale, like, I would be smiling down from the heavens. We talk about that all the time. A friend and I, we do this, and we're like, that's when we're going to know. Like, if people are lined up and putting their name, because, you know, sometimes you, like, go to the porch, and there's a clipboard, and you sign up for the next morning. Like, if people are coming to my house to sign up on that clipboard, like, I've done a good job. So it's kind of the same thing. Like, you walk through these homes and you're like, what was this little tiny room used for? Or what, you know, like, looking at these homes that we pass by every day, you know, just, you know, we know some of the families that live here. We've got to know our neighbors here. But what was the first family like? And, you know,
exactly.
It's the curious, but it's also, you know, that they're still a part of this growing community. And it's so much different than just the homes that sometimes are, you know, just thrown up quickly.
Exactly.
And so sometimes we're so ingrained in those that we sometimes forget about, you know, the ones that have been here forever. And so I just, like I said, tickets sold. I'm buying it as soon as I get off the air.
Please do. So tickets are $20 for members of Historic Rock Hill, $25 for non-members. But again, that includes a $10 credit at Hoppin on that Sunday. So I think it's a great deal. And it's from 1 to 5. So you have plenty of time to go at your own pace. You kind of pick your own path. You don't have to go in a specific order. So it's just a fun afternoon.
Like trick-or-treating for adults.
I love that. Okay.
That's right. So what's the date again?
Sunday, September 14th.
There you go. And nosy would be if you go into a room that's closed. They're like, no, that room is closed.
Okay, please don't do that, people. Please don't do that.
Respect the home.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The people who live there.
Trick or treating for adults. That's a good way of looking at it.
I'm going to use that.
I like it. Like, ding dong, we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's perfect. Oh, man. Well, it was successful the first time around. Obviously, the sequel is back better than ever this time around.
Oh, I also would like to mention that it's sponsored by Chris Beard of the Compass Group at Reinhardt Realty. So he is a great sponsor, and he kind of makes all of this happen. So I want to give him a good shout out.
We're going to wrap up with the world famous Oyster Roast. It's your biggest fundraiser of the year, and everyone in the world knows about it.
You know, I was just in Switzerland last week, and people were stopping me on the streets.
Knowing you, I've kind of believed that to a point.
Actually,
Jennifer.
I was in Switzerland last week.
Yeah, I know. So, that's what I'm saying. I believe some of that story.
But no, nobody was asking me about the Oyster Roast. But, you know, they're not known for their oysters in Switzerland. But, you know, so the Oyster Roast tickets are going to be on sale next Friday, which is the 29th. We're going to...
Friday the
29th. Okay. Tickets will be on sale for the Oyster Roast, and we are busy planning. We've got some really good tweaks from last year to this year, some really exciting additions. So we've got a bluegrass band coming this year. So I don't know, you guys know Zach Lemhouse.
Yes.
He is part of a bluegrass band called the Cottonwood Bluegrass Band, and so they're going to be playing. We are, you know, got some new ideas for silent auction stuff. So I don't want to reveal all of our secrets, but it's going to be a great time.
And then what's the date of that again?
That is Thursday, October the 16th.
Okay. Tickets go on sale, though, Friday, August the 29th, and then it's going to take place on Thursday, October the 16th.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Jennifer Sandler is her name. History is her game. Check her out over there.
I love
Historic
it.
Rock Hill. We've come up with some good ones this morning,
Man,
Jennifer.
You guys are on fire.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're like a shooting star. It burns out really quick. After this, we'll be
I don't
done.
Believe it for a second.
All right. We have to recharge.